Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Oh, wow. Here we are in the new world. It's crazy. I hope, you know, we can bring a little entertainment into your world, your home this evening, or whenever you're listening to the podcast, the live show converted to a podcast when we finish up. But yeah, just, you know, everybody do your thing. We'll all get through it. Tonight, I'm very, very excited, though. We've got a fantastic guest on tonight. He is a indie pop artist, originally from Melbourne, Australia. I'd like to welcome Strath. Strath, how are you?
I'm doing well, mate. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. Now, Strath, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, because then I was, when I just said it, I'm like, I hope that isn't straight, but it might be. You know, I don't know.
No, you've got it. You've got it. Nailed it on the head.
All right. Well, there you go. We're cooking with grease. We're cooking with grease. Now, Strath, we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. You're in L.A. right now, and I know originally from my talking notes that you grew up and everything in Melbourne, Australia. Have you checked in with your folks there? Everybody all right? All your people and everything back there?
Yeah, everyone's doing as well as they can. I think Australia is maybe a little bit behind the States in terms of the general hysteria and quarantining, but they're not too far behind. So everyone's doing okay right now, but who knows how this is all going to progress.
Right. I'm telling you, I was freaking out earlier. I was, I'm in my house and everything. Our house is at the end of a cul-de-sac, there's a street and then there's like a round thing at the end. We're kind of on the end of that off to the side. And we've got these great big giant windows in front of our house. And I was walking by and I just happened to glance out the window across at our neighbors, and they're standing in their windows looking out. Everybody's in their windows looking out. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever, but hey, at least we're all doing what we're supposed to do, I guess. Kind of creepy, but whatever.
Everyone's making it up,
I'm telling you, it's crazy. Any of the listeners, I know we were, originally me and my wife Danny were like, well, you shouldn't talk about all that stuff on the show, but then other people were like, well, you got a lot of listeners, you got something important to say, which we really don't, but just hang tight, everybody. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I'm an old man and thought I'd seen it all. Yes, I have. Well, tell me about growing up in Melbourne, Strath. Were you always into music? Were you like a music kid?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was been playing, started taking piano lessons when I was pretty young. High school, and then, pretty quickly I think I saw the sax on Sesame Street. Was the first time that I was really like, oh damn, I need to do that. And so, as soon as I could, I started picking that up, and then, played a lot of music in school, and was, making music quite a lot as well, but not really taking it too seriously. Definitely did a lot of music growing up, and I guess it was kind of nice because I wasn't really thinking of it as something that I'll necessarily do later. So, I probably say those are some of my fondest memories, just, mucking around and making beats and music and stuff, because there was no sort of pressure on anything, which, not that there's a huge amount now, but certainly a little different.
There is. Right. That's fair, though. Well, it's interesting. So you're hanging out, you're making music, you're doing beats and everything, you're in Melbourne, and then you just said, and we have this in common. I actually went to college on the other side of the bridge in Boston proper, but you decided to go to Harvard. of all things. That's a pretty big move, you know? Melbourne to Cambridge.
Yeah.
Wow. What did you study? Music?
I studied film there, actually. They have the music department that they have at Harvard is it's very technical and very instrument based and more sort of classically based programs. So I was like super interested to go, you know, take up more songwriting and production and do that. Like if I could have winged that, I would have done that a million times over.
Right.
But I wanted to do something creative, and it just seemed like that was really the best option. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, nothing wrong with film, man. And, you know, taking it at Harvard, that's not bad either. Not at all.
Yeah.
Now, did you live there in Cambridge, or were you across the river in, what's it, across the river, Roxbury or something? I can't remember. So long.
Yeah, Alston, I think, is across the river. Or I lived on campus. We lived, in
nice.
Cambridge. As you know, the whole city is kind of, you know, intertwined with the school, which is cool.
Right.
Had a great time there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, see, I was there probably. When you were, you know, still in diapers or something. It's been a long time ago, but there was a fantastic, I will say this, you know, I went to art school in Boston, so of course I'm hanging out with all these, you know, weirdos and whatnot, and we're wearing all black, and we used to go to this great goth club in Cambridge there called Man Ray. Tons and tons of fun, but I think it burned down. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Well, that's cool.
Right.
So you finish up in Massachusetts, and then you said, hey, man, I'm sick of snow. I've got to get out of here. I'm going to L.A. That's another big move. But, you know, you're used to these by this point, right? How did that happen?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it sort of it wasn't a big decision at the time. It just sort of felt that that was really the place that I should go to kind of do. You know, I was still sort of doing a lot of film and writing stuff at the time, and was doing a lot of the music as well. But, you know, in terms of I wanted to stay in America, at least whilst my sort of visa, I could kind of keep running off my visa situation.
Right.
You know, made the move over to LA. I'd spent a little bit of time out here before, but, you know, not a huge amount. But yeah, you know, and you know, now that I've been here almost 18 months or so, a bit over, I think it's definitely the right place for me to be right now, I think.
Nice. So, Struth, you move to L.A., you meet somebody, you fall in love, they break your heart, you decide to become a musician again full-time. And, no, I'm teasing, ladies and gentlemen. But it could happen. It's a story we've all heard before, but some of us have been there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, what is your feeling? Because I've lived on both coasts as well. I'm down in Florida now, but, what is your feeling? I mean, man, Southern California is hard to beat, isn't it? Especially wintertime after Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's, pretty unbeatable on the weather front. You know, particularly after coming from, you know, some pretty harsh winters over on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's awesome in that regard. You know, California's great. No problem about that. There are certainly worse places in the world.
That's true. That's very true. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. So, now I know you self-produced, you're releasing singles, and I think that's very smart. We're going to play one tonight called Special. How did this track come about?
Most of this track actually I kind of wrote when I was in an Uber on the way home from somewhere, which, you know, I don't think it's – I mean, I most of the time have, you know, when I'm out and about that I kind of think of songs actually, and it's not really when I'm sitting down in front of the in front of the keyboard. But this was this was kind of like a pretty unique time in that I kind of wrote the chorus and the lyrics and a few of the things like at the same time, which usually it takes a little while for me to kind of work out what the song's about. You know, after I've got that melody or that hook or, you know, any kind of chord idea. So, you know, I remember I, you know, when I, as soon as I got home, I just voice memoed it. And then I actually kind of, the track didn't actually take too long, to kind of get, you know, put it together and be finished with it. I wanted to sort of get it out as quick as possible just because, I sort of I hate more and more just sort of kind of dwelling on
right
the process and you know, so you know, a relatively seamless process from start to finish with this one, I would say.
Oh, that's nice. That is, you know, that isn't always the case. I'm not in the music business, but I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people for a living, and you know, people see the end result, and I know you're in the same boat too as a musician and even with film and writing, they see when you're done. They don't see all the stuff that goes into it. And sometimes, like you were saying with this, it kind of comes quick, you know. Sometimes not so much. They fight you a little bit. I know for me at least, man, more than not, I'm ready to throw a canvas in the street, you know. I haven't yet, but they do. They fight on the line like a fish almost, kind of. But when it comes, like you were saying, so. You know, when it's just everything, the heavens align and everything just snaps off of it real great. And that's when you celebrate. that's magic. That's important. I love it. That's cool, man. That is cool. And you know, the crazy thing is, oh, there's going to be Uber people, Uber drivers listening to this podcast, and they're all going to, in the back of their mind, going, hey, let me look at this guy. Does he look familiar? Did you write this song in my Uber?
Yeah. I think
no,
we might be finding a needle in a haystack to get that particular driver, but certainly possible.
That's true. Well, that's cool, man. That is very cool. Well, let's play the track. This is it's a special track and it's called Special. Let's play and talk a little bit about it. Here it is, everybody. This is Strap. This is Special. Check this out. This is awesome.
Thank you.
And there you go, folks. That Strath, I love it. That's special. Man, Strath, what a track. What a track.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's fantastic. It is fantastic. I'm going to be listening to that a lot when I paint. That just gets it in that mood. You know what I mean? That creative mood. You got to do something with that track when you listen to it. Fantastic, man. Fantastic. And you wrote that whilst in an Uber. Amazing. That's awesome. You know? Now, let me ask you this. Now, this is a little personal about the track. Was there a particular person in mind when you were writing at least the lyrics to this? And if so, do they know about it? That, you know, they kind of influenced a song there.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's funny. The song kind of, I think I started, was really about, it's sort of speaking pretty generally, but I think the interaction that kind of set it off was actually an interaction with, a cashier of some kind. I think I was getting food somewhere. It was after a night out.
Really?
And, you know, it was actually just, like a very, good and pleasant interaction with just some stranger, and that thought was just, you know, this sort of song is more speaking on a generally on just how you know, when you really make someone feel appreciated, I think you know, it's so
cool.
It's so simple, but it can really you know, it's just so fundamental in how we and how it affects our mood and how we go about the world. And so I think it was just after this interaction, which was just so, you know, so
that's awesome.
Nothing, so nothing, you know, so fleeting, that it was just, you know, that sort of sparked a few ideas that I'd had, you know, about that whole kind of concept.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I dig it, man. I dig it. You know, I always tell people it is, you know, it don't cost nothing to, you know, if you just give somebody a smile, you know, there's nothing creepy about it or anything. Just, you know, sometimes you don't know what the other person, what they're going through, and they're like, man, that might just make their day, you know.
Yeah.
I know I've had a bad day, and somebody smiled at me, and it turned it right around, you know. So, yeah, nothing wrong with being nice. Nothing wrong at all.
100.
I dig it.
100.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, is special out, can people pick it up? Has it dropped yet, or is it soon to be?
It is, yeah, please go listen to it wherever you listen to it. It's up everywhere, and yeah, working on a little music video for it right now, and also working on actually a little remix of it.
No, really?
You know, a little dancey kind of bop for it as well. So
nice.
If you like the song, then there's a lot more content or iterations of it to come.
Well, that's
so
very
cool.
We're going to be hearing it at the clubs, baby. The clubs. I love it. I love it.
That's right.
Nice. Hey, man, you know, nobody had heard of Lana Del Rey. They remixed that Summertime Sadness, you know.
That's right.
Suddenly she's
true.
Buying houses in Malibu. It can be a good thing, Strath.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That is awesome. So with that, wherever people can get digital music, that's cool. Just put in Strath, and, you know, there you go, man. There you go. Very, very cool. Now, with this, this is a cool track and whatnot, and it's out and everything. Do you have any plans? Are you mostly a studio musician now? Like sticking to the studio, or are you going to be out playing live, do you think, in support of the single?
Well, I think everyone in the world is now a studio musician.
Oh, no, that's right. I forgot. Oh, man.
Know, like,
well, next question.
Yeah.
That was a
when things, when, look, when things die down, absolutely, I'm like, you know, I've got, you know, I've been working pretty hard on to get the live show up and going, so as soon as people can congregate in groups, I'll be performing to them.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, we'll just have to, you know, see what's going on. And you know,
absolutely.
As soon as I can.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, like I said, I totally forgot, you know, the global pandemic. I don't know how I could have gotten, but I did for a second there. Hey, I was wondering, too, one of the videos I have up on my website, and I've been posting it on social media that you did, is a very cool video for Familiar. Man, that's awesome. I love it.
Thank you.
Do you think Special is going to be in that kind of similar vibe? Because it's very artsy, it's a very cool video.
No, it would be pretty different than that, actually. Can't give too much away, but it'll be pretty different to that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, man, I like that Familiar video. I feel like when I first started watching it, I'm like, I'm traveling through time. It's fantastic. Literally,
that's good.
Like. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, you know, I know music videos are kind of a... let me ask you this, because you're a young guy and whatnot. I grew up in the 80s, so, you know, the age, music videos were all new, a new art form, and everybody loved them. Now I like to ask my musician friends if they like doing them, or are they a necessary evil? Where do you fall in that spectrum, you know, in regards to making music videos?
I think, you know, getting a video together, depending on – you know, it's always tricky just finding time and resources, and sometimes you need help, so you need other people to kind of help you out. So, you know, it's definitely challenging, I would say, but, you know, I think it's definitely, when you do them right, you know, great to have and great to watch. And also, you know, if, you know, you're excited about what you're making, can be really fun as well. So, I'm excited to get this one out. So, I think definitely a good thing, a net positive.
Well, fantastic, man, fantastic. Well, I'm following you on, I'm on your Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm going to keep my eye open. And as soon as that video drops, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be blasting it out all over my social media as well, so we all can watch it. You know, and. Because I can't wait to see it. Very, very cool, man. Very cool. Well, I have to ask you before we wrap up the show and whatnot. I know we're promoting a Special. Can you give a hint? You got other tracks in the pipe coming out?
Yes. So a few. So I mean, I'm working on this this little remix of Special right now. So depending on how that goes, that might be the next thing I put out. But also, there is another track or another couple of tracks that I'm working on. I'm hoping to have one out, another new single, by May.
Cool.
Yeah. That's when you can expect some new stuff.
Well, fantastic. I like that for two reasons. Number one, I'm a big fan of your music and I can't wait to hear more. And number two, we can have you back on the show. And that's always a good thing. So, and as you mentioned, Seth, we all got a lot of time on our hands. So, I guess work away, keep busy and all. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe that's a good thing, though. Oh, that's cool. That is cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, folks. Seth, it has been such a pleasure to have you on and whatnot. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to do the show and everything. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jamie. Great to chat with you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, man. Anytime. And you stay safe, and everybody listening out there stay safe and sane. And, you know, we'll all get through it, you know. I'm sure if you guys are like me, you got a million things to do around the house. So now's the time to do them, you know, knock that stuff out. Cool, Strath. Well, hey, keep making music, man. Keep doing what you do. You're real, real good at it.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We will be back tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow, definitely. Friday is when we have off this week. So we will see you then. Have a great one. And, you know, we'll see you next time. Bye.
This has been Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.